Welcome back inside today's pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're here alongside Dylan O'Ray, and we've been joined by his double play partner, Eric Brown Jr., who's going to be helping out, asking some questions. Dylan, EBJ, appreciate you guys taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, appreciate you having us.
EBJ, you're first up. What do you got for your double play partner?
All right, brother. We've been eating at a lot of restaurants lately. What's your favorite go-to restaurant?
Definitely Cookout last week. On the road there, for
sure.
Tell
me your go-to Cookout order.
Well, I put you onto the walking taco. It's a bag of Doritos with tacos loaded in there. So that
it's a must try.
What'd you rate that?
8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. All right, I'm much higher.
Cookout, a staple if you are anywhere in the Carolinas, especially playing with the Carolina Mudcats. But yeah. Dylan, you've had a hot second half here in Biloxi out of the All-Star break, hitting 250, getting a lot more comfortable here at the AA level. What's that been like, just getting more and more comfortable with every game you played here in AA?
Yeah, I think it's just about making adjustments and trying to make them quick. I've been working pretty hard with JJ, our hitting coach, and he's helped me out a lot. So just some small adjustments and, yeah, settling in, even some luck here and there, get a few lucky ones. So, yeah.
You've also found your way on base more than a couple different times on walks. You had that big five-walk game in Chattanooga. What's it been like just being patient up here at the plate and learning to be patient here at the AA level?
Yeah, 100%. I think the five walks is pretty lucky. I don't even know how that happened. I think I swung once all game. So, I mean, I'll draw that one up to luck. Yeah, but I think just sticking with my approach and getting a pitch that I can handle has been big, too. Not chasing around the zone. So it's just, yeah, getting more comfortable with that and getting my pitch and having a good swing at it.
One of the big things too for you here in AA is you haven't faced a pitcher who is older than you yet. Does that give you some confidence after those good games and having a good couple week stretch here that, hey, I'm doing this while being younger than anybody else I'm facing on the mound?
Right, yeah. I mean, I try not to think about it too much, just go in there. I feel like you got to have the mindset that you're better than the pitcher, and that's just always how it's been. So try not to think about that and just go have good at-bats, do what you can.
Talking about being better than pitchers, well, you put one off the top of the scoreboard for your first professional home run here at the AA level. How exciting was that moment to be able to not only get your first pro home run, but hit it off the top of the scoreboard, one of the farthest balls we've seen hit at this ballpark this season?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't know I had that distance in me, but it was nice to get the first one out of the way. And yeah, I just got my swing off, and that happened to, I guess, got it pretty square. So,
do you remember running the bases at all, or was it a situation where you hit the homer, you watched it go over the wall, and you just blacked out until you get back to the dugout?
I pretty much blacked out, and then I didn't want to get in trouble from the bullpen, so I had to give them a little salute. That's about all I remember doing running the bases.
What was that reception like getting back into the dugout? Because this is really, that really started what has been a big couple weeks here for you in AA.
Yeah, I think... I mean, we just have a great group of guys, and they're just fired up for me. So, I mean, whenever you have, like, teammates supporting you like that, it's really fun.
Well, and you've been joined by a couple different teammates that you had down in Appleton. What's that been like coming up to the AA level here in Biloxi? You look around the clubhouse, and it's a bunch of guys who were celebrating a first-half title with not too long ago.
Yeah, it's really good, and, I mean, having that kind of connection when they come in has just made our group even tighter, like, just all around. I mean, we've received those guys from Wisconsin, and they've come in and, like, from the jump have been really good for us. So, yeah, it's awesome.
How fun has it been being alongside guys like Tate Keener, Casey Hunt, coming up here to AA and making your job easy by striking guys out? You don't really have to do much there in the infield.
I mean, yeah, half the time when they've been on the mound, I'm just standing there. So it's, it takes a little pressure and makes the game a little easier for us.
You've been putting a lot of pressures on opposing teams here throughout your time at Biloxi. Coming up on 20 stolen bases, 19 of them in under 50 games. What's been the big key for you speed-wise here in AA?
I think just learning good times to go, good counts. That's really been the big thing. And just trying to get into scoring position we got Bovey and Wilkin right behind me, Brownie, all those guys. So getting into scoring position for those guys as quick as I can once I get on.
What's it like hitting in front of guys like Mike Bovey, Brock Wilkin? You know if you get on second, there's a high likelihood you're coming in.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even if I get on first, like, it's highly likely someone's getting an RBI.
Shockers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes. They played as the King Cakes, played as the Beach Chickens. You got a favorite alternate identity you've gotten to wear this season?
I like the Beach Chicken for sure. It's a little different. Kind of have some fun with it. Throw on some pink accessories. You don't really get to do that very often, so... it's kind of fun.
What's the go-to pink accessory for you? Are you a guy with wristbands? You playing up with the shoe game? What you got?
I got tape, just the pink tape. We were talking about me and Sam Gardner were like, dude, these unis would be sick if we had like a pink belt. So we were thinking about that, but we might have to try and figure something out.
Well, there we go. You got a couple times left to do it. Dylan, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Back after this on the Shepherds Radio Network.